Blog Talk Radio.
Is the guy that I saw in on the news about maybe 6 months ago out of Louisiana, thrusting his pistol in a black man's face. That's the enemy. I want to land today, if possible. Number 28, then Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon the land of corn and wine. The land of corn and wine is called Beulah land, and that's in the south, like Mississippi or somewhere. Also, his heaven shall down do. Heavy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto you, O people, served by the Lord, the shield of thy health, and who is the sword of thy excellency, and thy enemies shall be found out to be liars. Let me read that last sentence. O people, served by the Lord, thy field of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency, and thy enemies shall be found to be liars unto thee. Now, who is found out to be liars unto us? Yeah, you're right, white people. And thou shalt tread upon their high places. Now, that's what we are to do. When told to do so by our Heavenly Father. And thou shalt tread upon their high places. See, wherever their high places are, we have to go there and tread upon them. I have read to you Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 27 through 29. I ask that our Father be a blessing, add a blessing to the words that I have read from his prophets upon us. In the name of the Lord, our Father in heaven, I ask that you read Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 27 through 29 again for yourself. Now, let me tell you who I am. I am, well, this show is called the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath evening to everyone. The only time in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day, if those who do not know, the Sabbath day starts around this time on a Friday evening, and it ends around this time on a Saturday evening. Got it? You understand? Those sheep who are listening to my program, as well as those sheep who do not care for my program, read Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17 for the Ten Commandments. And I feel like I should read those to you all today who are listening. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. I want you sheep to have your pens and your pencils, and I ask that you have your three P's. You asked me, excuse me, I had the belt. You asked me, what are the three P's? To me, your three P's are your pen, pencil, and paper. For the younger people who are technological and have technological devices like your notebooks and pads, you go ahead and use those. I am old school, so all I know to use is my pencil and pen and paper. One day I should really try to become savvy at my ink pen and using my ink pen, notebook, and computer and technological things, but until I can do better with myself, I will do what the Lord told me to do, and that is to feed his sheep. Now, in feeding his sheep, I figured that only thing that I can do is read to you from what is written in the Bible. I want you to tell sheep that you are to know Hosea 4 and 6. That is, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because they have rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I also forget, and that's one of the reasons why I feel that this evening I should read the Ten Commandments to you. And another thing I want you sheep to know, that I have told you through the years several times, this 2 Timothy 2 and 15, to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I want you sheep to know those things. Now, what I am going to do is turn to where I can read the Ten Commandments to you. Usually don't do this. I usually get into the lesson. I am in Samuel 1, in chapter, I think I left off in chapter 13, and that's where I am going to pick up on when I start reading to you earlier. But right now I feel that I should read the Ten Commandments. The first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. This is what our Father is saying to you. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's number one. Number two, thou shalt not make unto you any graven images or any likeness of things that is in the earth above, or that is beneath the earth, or that is in the water underneath the earth, or thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generations of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto the thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Now, you know, sheep, children, you are to keep our fathers in heaven commandments. I know that some of you are listening to pastors that tell you not to go on in the Old Testament, but how can you learn if you don't go there? You can only get to heaven for you by yourself. Your pastor cannot get you into heaven. So I am telling you to learn the Ten Commandments. And now I'm reading to you the third commandment. It says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for thy Lord holds not him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. So don't you misuse the name of our Father in heaven. Don't do that. The fourth commandment, it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy works, but the seventh day is the Sabbath. The Sabbath is a Saturday, but you who do not the Lord's day, that's our God's day. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughters, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. All that is in them is, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, which is a Saturday, and hallowed it. He made the Sabbath holy. He hallowed. He made the Sabbath day holy. You should do your work in 6 days. And the Sabbath day, you keep it holy and you rest on that day. Your fifth commandment, thou shalt honor thy mother and thy father. Let me read the fifth commandment. Thou honor thy father and thy mother, and the days up on the earth may be long, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not. The seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. That is to be unfaithful to your spouse. If you're a man, you are not to go out and be unfaithful to your wife. And for your wife, you are not to be unfaithful to your husband. The eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal. The ninth commandment. Now, God gave us commandments, and the other gods did not give his people commandments. You ought to be thankful, happy that your Father loves you enough to give you commandments. The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor, on your neighbor. The Tenth Commandment, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor. Covet means to be envious. Thou shalt not be envious of your neighbor's house. In the Bible, it says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Don't be envious of your neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, or his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, an ass is a donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. And those are the Ten Commandments for you. Earlier, that you can find those Ten Commandments in the book of Deuteronomy, as well as in Exodus chapter 20, and Deuteronomy verses 5 through 17. So you should know that I am struggling to tell you those things. You may not understand me, but right now I'm doing my best to tell you what's on my mind. Now, we are in the book of 1 Samuel. And let me see where I have left off. We are, I dropped my pencil. I will pick it up. We are in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 13, and I stopped at verse 19. Turn your Bibles to 1 Samuel, chapter 13, and verse 19. I will pick up reading where I left off, and hopefully you will learn from what I read to you today. Chapter 13, verse 19 reads, now, there was no smith found throughout all the land of Israel. And a smith is someone who has a stable that does iron work. He may work on house shoes, horseshoes, not house shoes, but horseshoes, or make iron for your household. For the Philistine said, lest the Hebrews make them swords or spears. So the Hebrews would not allow the Israelites to sharpen their weapons because they thought they would be attacked, and they were right. Verse 20, but all the Israelites went down to the Philistines to sharpen every man his share and his culture. And a culture is like a plow, and his axe, and his mattocks, that's a sickle, you know, like a crooked sword. You look at your soda box, and you see what a sickle looks like. Or if you have your dictionary, a sickle looks like. Verse 21, yet they had a vow for the mattocks and for the culture. A culture is of a plow. And for the fox and for the axes to be sharpening the gourds. So it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan, but with Saul and with Jonathan, his son, there was there found. Let me say, read that sentence again. But there was neither a sword nor spear found in the hand of any other people that were with Saul and Jonathan, but with Saul and with Jonathan, his son, there were. Jonathan, his son, was there found. And the garrison of the Philistine, a garrison is like a group or of troops of the Philistines, went out to the passage of Mishmash. Now, let's read chapter, let's start reading chapter 14, and I want you to see to read over it yourself. Hopefully, I will get rid of. Hopefully, I will read all of chapter 14, but I don't know. I don't think I will. Now, it came to pass upon a day that Jonathan, the son of Saul, went unto, said unto the young man that bare his armor, come and let us go over to the Philistines' Gareth, since that is on the other side. But he told not his father. And Saul tarried. Tarried means to wait it in the uppermost part of Gibeah under the pomegranate tree, which is in Migron. That's spelled Migron. And the people were with him were 600 men. And Ahiah, the son of Ahitubud, and Hibud, that's spelled I-C-H-A. Let me spell that again. I-C-H-A-B-O-D. Chaba, brother, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eli, the Lord's priest, in Shiloh, bearing an ephod. Someone is calling me, and I am not going to answer. And the people knew that Jonathan was gone, and between the passages by which Jonathan sought to go over unto the Philistine, garrison, and remember, garrison means troop, there was a sharp rock on this one side and a sharp rock on the other side, and the name of the one was Bozez, that's spelled B-O-Z-E-Z, and the other name of the other, Sinhar, that's spelled S-E-N-E-H-A-R. verse 5, the print of the one was situated on the north against Mishmash, and the other southward over against Gibeah. And Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, come and let us go over to the garrison of the uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint to the Lord to save by any means. Let me read that sentence just over. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for the Lord is no restraint. Let me read that over. I'm listening to someone that's in my house making noise. Garrison. And a garrison is a group of troops of the Philistines. He is calling them uncircumcised, that it may be the Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint to the Lord to save us by many or by few. And his armor bearer said to him, do all that is in thine heart. Turn thee, behold, I am with thee according to thy heart. Then Jonathan said, behold, we will pass over these men and go, and we will discover ourselves unto them. If they say so to us, tarry means to wait until we see, until we come to you, then we will stand still in our place and will not go up upon them. Let me read verse 9 unto you. They say thus unto us, tarry, which means to wait until we come to you. Then we will stand still in our place and will not go up unto them. But if they say to us, come up unto us, then we will go up. Thus the Lord has delivered them into our hands, and this shall be a sign unto us. And both of them discovered themselves to the garrison of the Philistines, and the Philistines said, behold, the Hebrews come forth out of the holes where they have hid themselves. And the men of the garrison answered Jonathan and his armor bearer and said, come up to us, and we will show you a thing. And Jonathan said unto his armor bearer, come up after me, for the Lord has delivered them to us, delivered them into the hands of Israel. And Jonathan climbed up upon his hands, upon his feet, and his armor bearer after him. And they fell before Jonathan. His armor bearer slew after him. And I need to read verse 13 again. And Jonathan climbed up upon his hands and upon his feet, and his armor bearer after him, and they fell before Jonathan, and his armor bearer slew after him. And that first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 30 men within a few, within and half an acre of half, which a yoke of oxen might plow. And there was trembling in the host and in the fields and among the people, the garrison and the soldiers. They also trembled, and the earth quaked. So it was a very great trembling. And the watchmen of Saul and Gibeah of Benjamin looked, and behold, a multitude melted away, and they went on beating down one another. Then Saul said unto the people that were with him, remember now and see, no one of us. And when, let me start reading verse 17 again. Then said Saul unto the people that were with him, number now and see who is gone from us. And when they had numbered, behold, Jonathan and his armor bearer were not there. And Saul said unto Ahiah, bring hither the ark of God. And the ark of God was at that time with the children of Israel. And it came to pass, well, Saul talked to priests, that the noise that were in the host of the Philistines went on and increased. And Saul said unto the priests, withhold thy hand. And Saul said, and Saul and all the and all the people were with him assembled themselves, and they came to the battle. And behold, every man's sword was with his fellow, and there was a great discomfort over the Hebrews that were with the Philistines, besides before that time went up before them into the camp from the country around about. Even they also turned to be with the Israelites and were with Saul and Jonathan. Wise, all the men of Israel which had hid themselves in Mount Ephraim, which they had heard that the Philistines fled, even they also followed hard after them in the battle. So the Lord saved Israel that day, and the Lord passed over Beth-Eden, and the Lord of Israel distressed that day, for Saul had adjured the people, saying, cursed be the man that ate any food until evening, that I may avenge my enemy. So none of the people taste any of the food. Let me read this over. That I may avenge on my enemies. So none of the people tasted any food. And all they of the land came to a wood, and there was honey upon the ground, and none of the people took into the honey. Behold, the honey dropped, and no man put his hand to his mouth, for the people feared the oath. But Jonathan heard not when his father charged the people with the oath. Wherefore he put forth an end of the rod that was in his hand, and he dipped in the honeycomb, and his hand to his mouth, and his eyes were enlightened. And there answered one of them, verse 28, then answered one of the people and said, thy father straightly charged the people with an oath, saying, cursed be the man that eats any of this day, any food this day. And the people were faint. Then just at verse 29, and we'll say a closing prayer. We will start at verse 14, verse 29. Next session, I come on Tuesday at 11 a.m. and on Friday at 5 p.m. Now let us have a closing word. Father, which art in heaven, thank you for allowing me to have this program today, and for my listeners, although they were quiet today, thank you for blessing us to have this program. In Yeshua's name, I thank you, Father. Remember, in James chapter 4, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you next time. Also, Chip, I want you to go to Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play and purchase this record, High and Lifted Up. My nephew is the producer of the record. I thank you all for listening, and have a good evening. My time is up. I don't know where my song has been playing.
in their heart.